Hey, thanks for joining me in this podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about a life of faith. You know, in the last episode, we talked about faith for salvation, and that's extremely important. And thank God for, you know, the fact that you believed in God, that you believed in Jesus, that you believed in his word and in his message, and you got saved because you believed. Amen. But now, that's not the end. It's not like, oh, you know, I'm home dry now. That's it. I'm sorted. Praise God. I'm saved. You know, I'm good. But this is not where you get off the bus, right? This is not the end. This is the beginning of a life of faith, the beginning of a journey, the beginning of a walk with God that will last all of your days here on earth. Amen. Let's read the book of Hebrews in chapter 10, verse 37 and on. It says, "For in just a little while, the coming one will come and will not delay, and a righteous person will live by faith. But I will have no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn their backs on God and seal their fate. We have faith that assures our salvation." Amen. So the righteous person will live by faith. Faith is a life. It's a lifestyle. Amen. And we don't turn away from God. We continue to believe. We continue to trust in him. Amen. And that faith assures us that we will one day receive the fullness of our salvation. And in the next chapter, chapter 11, Paul, the Apostle Paul, I believe, is the person who wrote the book of Hebrews. He gives many examples of men and women of God who lived a life of faith, who trusted in God and did exploits because they trusted and believed in him. And yet none of them had faith for salvation as we do today, because salvation was not yet available. It was not yet available. It didn't come until, of course, Jesus came, until the time of Christ. And these examples were all men and women of God before the time of Christ. They are Old Testament saints, right? So the fact that they are Old Testament examples tells us that even in the New Testament, we also should be living a life of faith and doing exploits by faith, just as these men and women of God did. And in the next chapter, again, Hebrews chapter 12, in the first couple of verses, we read, "Let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We will do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the originator and perfecter of our faith." Amen. So our lives here on earth are like a race that we run. And we run that race by keeping our eyes on the prize, on what we're aiming for, on what we're going towards, by keeping our eyes on Jesus. And Jesus is the originator and the perfecter of our faith. In other words, our faith starts with him, and he completes it, he ends it, he finishes it, he perfects it. And that speaks of a process, of a journey, not something that happens overnight, but something that he works on in your life, day by day by day, until you are perfected. So clearly we're talking about a process here. Now in Romans chapter 1, verse 8, we read something very interesting. It says, this is the Apostle Paul writing again, it says, "Let me say, first of all, that your faith in God is becoming known throughout the world." And that's pretty interesting, because it's clear that their faith wasn't just faith for salvation, but it was a faith that they lived by, and their faith was growing and developing and producing fruit in their lives, so much so that they gained this reputation throughout the world because of their faith in God. And Paul said a similar thing to the Thessalonian church in chapter 1, verse 8. He says, "And now the word of the Lord is ringing out from you to people everywhere, even beyond Greece. For wherever we go, we find people telling us about your faith in God." Praise the Lord. So same thing with them. You know, they were growing in faith. They received salvation. They trusted the message that they heard when Paul came and preached to them. And now they're continuing to believe. They're continuing to grow in their faith and developing and gaining this reputation as strong and fruitful believers. Praise the Lord. And then back in Romans again, chapter 1, verse 17, it says, "This good news tells us how God makes us right in his sight. This is accomplished from start to finish by faith, as the scriptures say. It's through faith that a righteous person has life." Amen. So from start to finish, in other words, from the beginning to the end, amen, is a life of faith, a life of trusting in God, a life of believing in him, a life of of doing everything based on this faith and trust in a God we do not see with our eyes, and yet we believe in him, yet we love him, yet we worship him, yet we pray to him, and yet we live for him every day, trying to do things that please him according to his word and doing his will. Praise the Lord. This is the joy of the Christian life, is to love God, to live for him, to live according to his word. Amen. And that all comes because of faith, because you believe, because you trust in this wonderful, amazing God. Hallelujah. Join me in the next podcast as we learn more about faith.